Doyle touted the federal stimulus package during a speech at a renewable energy conference in Milwaukee. He later told reporters that the federal dollars and some state efforts will help shrink Wisconsin's 8.8% unemployment rate over a length of time.
I mean, it's not like suddenly tomorrow this happens, but I think what we're really talking about is how do you create jobs that are lasting. And as I say, we don't produce oil or gas or coal in the state, so you know, if we're going to have jobs in energy production, they're going to be in green energy production.
Doyle says adding some manufacturing jobs for renewable energy and energy efficiency projects will take some time. But he says over the next 10 years, 5% of Wisconsin jobs can be in energy production, ranging from lab researchers to electrical workers updating the power grid. Meanwhile, Doyle says the state can move much more quickly with the new federal money to get more people hired for weatherization programs, and he says some grants in the proposed state budget would help green startup firms. Doyle says there'd also be green job growth if the legislature passes an upcoming bill that would make it easier to site wind farms in Wisconsin.
We did this in agriculture a couple of years ago where we had a very diverse, totally locally controlled agricultural siting law in the state, and we made very major improvement there, and I think we can do the same in wind siting as well.
But the wind farm bill is expected to draw opposition from communities that don't want to see a lot of nearby wind turbines. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.